Welcome to Hanson Check.
Please explain.
Where we discuss RMIT ABC fact check articles on Pauline Hanson, and we discuss the verdict. My name is Mia, and today we're going to be talking about gender fluidity and young transgender people in Australia. Back in February, Pauline introduced her Australian Education Legislation Amendment prohibiting the Indoctrination of Children Bill to Parliament. The bill seeks to prevent education about unproven or debatable ideas like climate change and gender fluidity in schools, in order to improve school levels in literacy and numeracy, as well as present balanced teaching of political and historical lessons. Arguing that the need for education on gender fluidity is unnecessary, Pauline claimed that there is in fact no need at all.
I now want to turn to gender theory indoctrination in schools. It involves some teachers and schools pushing the idea that a child's biological sex does not determine whether you are male or female. How many transgender children are there in schools in Australia? According to the 2016 census, just 57 children, students under the age of 15, identified as transgender. How many transgender students do you think there are in a single school? Well, I'll let you do the maths. 57 transgender students divided by 9,400 schools. Despite the small numbers, every other student in Australia is subjected to transgender policies which are being taken to extremes.
RMIT ABC Fact Check have published their article, principally researched by Ellen McCutcheon, on Pauline's claim, giving her a negative verdict, and explaining why these figures are misrepresenting the transgender population of Australia. Pauline is correct that 57 children under the age of 15 answered other to the question of gender in the 2016 Australian Census. However, the Australian Bureau of Statistics explains that the census has limitations in recording the exact gender representation of each individual, and that a person who is intersex may not identify themselves as other than male or female due to issues such as acceptance of their assigned sex or previous discrimination. It's important to understand what transgender means. Sally Goldner, media representative for Transgender Victoria, told Fact Check that the term trans and gender diverse encompasses anyone whose sense of identity and expression differed from expectations of the sex assigned to them at birth. But the general public would likely understand transgender to fit this definition. She argues that most transgender people would class themselves as a gender that affirms their identity. The article goes on, quoting a spokeswoman for the Royal Children's Hospital Gender Service in Melbourne, provided Fact Check with figures for the number of transgender-identifying adolescents presenting to the service. Those figures show 267 young people up to the age of 17 were referred to the gender service in 2018. So, Pauline was wrong. Ellen McCutcheon from RMIT ABC Fact Check discusses the article and the decision-making behind choosing this claim.
I chose to check this claim by Pauline Hanson because it was one of those claims that I saw and I immediately thought, well, that can't be right. We would never go into a fact check knowing or premeditating the outcome or the verdict, but to me, I just thought, well, when I was at high school, which was a little while ago now, there were at least 3 trans kids in my high school alone, and that was just during my time there. And so it didn't make sense to me that there could only be, you know, what was it, 57 in the entire country. So the two main questions we ask when deciding on whether to check a claim are, 1, is it checkable? And 2, does it matter? In this case, it was definitely checkable. Hanson had given a source, which was the census, the 2016 census, and so it would be very easy for us to go to that source and see what it said. She was using these numbers to justify cutting anti-bullying programs from schools like Safe Schools, and minimizing the issues that transgender people face. I also just thought it was really interesting. I had no idea how many trans people there were in Australia, and let alone trans children. And I thought, well, this could be a really interesting fact check that goes into why we don't know those, those numbers? What are the issues in collecting those numbers? So some people who are experts in this field actually refused to go on the record, and they suggested I don't continue the fact check because it would get backlash, or they would get backlash, and they don't think that, you know, they thought we were giving air to Pauline Hanson, to her claims, and that, you know, they think that she doesn't reach an audience that can be swayed by a fact check. But I think that maybe her hardline supporters can't be swayed by the findings of a fact check, but it's wrong to assume that her remarks don't spread further than her base. I think plenty of people would have seen those remarks that could be persuaded that they were not true. And I think the fact that she used the ABS census as her source gave her a bit of, I don't know, it gave the claim more credibility than her just saying it without that source. And so I thought it was really important to check it. And the public reaction saying that we shouldn't have, it's a bit annoying, because I think we really do need to keep these people in line. Other people said we were splitting hairs to prove her wrong, and that the census did find that only a small number of young people were trans. And to me, I question whether they actually read the fact check, because we spelled out in a lot of detail how we came to that verdict. One of the people who had that reaction was Sky News host Chris Kenny. He was already quite angry with us that week or the week before about a different fact check, and he did a whole segment about the trans kids fact check on his Sky News TV show, which we were watching in the office we quite enjoyed it.
The ABC has done it again. Last week I showed you how their so-called fact check, run in conjunction with the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, actually twists the facts rather than checks them. Hanson has done nothing more than cite the census figures. According to the 2016 census, she said there were 57 children identified as transgender. The ABC and RMIT say that Pauline Hanson was wrong. WRONG, wrong. She quoted the exact figure from the census. The fact check is forced to concede that the figures she cited were correct, yet they dub her statement wrong. Yet this publicly funded ABC RMIT fact check said she was wrong. The ABC is out of control. This is deceptive. This is not factual. This is your taxpayer dollars being used to run biased political campaigns and vendettas, misleading the public and distorting public debate. This is taxpayer funded fake news.
It's frustrating because I know what, you know, I've done all that work and I know what is correct. And I would say that even Pauline Hanson knows that those numbers that she's used are a bit dodgy. But when it gets picked up by someone like Chris Kenny, it becomes part of the culture wars, and the facts get completely lost. It just becomes, you know, a talking point, really. That said, I did get some lovely feedback from trans people themselves, and I guess that's probably what really matters. The page that we think she probably got the number from spelled all that out. It says on that page, you should not use these numbers. It's likely to be a massive undercount. But that's lost when you just say it in Parliament without, you know, you don't have to cite your source or anything. You don't have to say the page also said this. You can just use that number. So I think probably she used the data simply because it was from such a credible source and it did sound like a shockingly low number.
Fact check has helped the public discussion around transgender youth in Australia by stopping the spread of misinformation cast out by Pauline Hanson. Whether or not she was purposefully misleading the Senate or misguided on gender expressions, fact check remains focused on explaining the issue rather than the gotcha of catching Hanson in an incorrect statement. With the news cycle's increasing immediacy, the controversy surrounding Pauline's claim and the reactions to it
demonstrate the economy of emotions in news and its increasing impact on spreading misinformation and disinformation.
Thanks for listening to Hanson Check. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and make sure to follow us on Instagram @HansonCheck. Bye!